Again, hi there, everyone. This is Ralph Garner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Dave City. And the Mets have just jumped from behind to win the first game 7-5. There's a light drizzle falling here at Dave City, but the ball game is going to commence right away. It's going to be Ray Washburn, a right-hander pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, and pitching against him, rookie Doug McGraw. So the starting pitchers finishing their warm-up pitches, and right now, here's a very sad French-Canadian song about a fellow who lost the key of his clarinet. Listen.
J'ai perdu le dos de ma clarinette is a song with the kind of humor French Canadians love. But one song leads to another, and the first that follows is no laughing matter. Is what they'll sing as they reach for a beer. Probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do French Canadians like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Have taken the field. And here are the starting lineups. For the Mets, Ron Hunt leading off and playing second base. Roy McMillan at shortstop batting second. Chuck Hiller at third base batting third. Charlie Smith was injured in the first ball game and he has been taken out of the doubleheader. Batting fourth, Johnny Lewis in center field. Ron Svoboda batting fifth in left field. Ed Grain Bull at first base batting sixth. Joe Christopher in right field batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canavero batting eighth. And Doug McGraw, the pitcher, batting ninth. For the Cardinals, Lou Brock will lead off and play left field. Dick Grohl at shortstop, batting second. Kurt Flood in center field, batting third. Ken Boyer at third base in the cleanup position. Bill White at first base, batting fifth. Bill Gagliano playing second base and batting sixth. Tim McCarver, the catcher, batting seventh. Mike Shannon in right field, batting eighth. And Ray Washburn, the pitcher, batting ninth. The Mets are winning the first game 7-5 with a 5-1 rally in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Now have taken the lead in the series, a four-game series, by a 2-1 margin, and this is the final game and final inning between the Cardinals and Mets here at Shea Stadium. Mets are winning their 38th ball game. They have lost 35. The St. Louis Cardinals now have a record of 60-64. The first man up, Lou Brock, steps in the batter's box. Lou Brock, a left-hand batter, hitting at 285. And the first pitch from the left-hander, Doug McGraw, is high at ball one. McGraw starting off with a high fastball. For Doug McGraw, this is his 30th appearance. He has an 0-2 record. He has pitched 42 and one-third innings. This is his second start. He comes back with a curve that's now low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes in Lou Brock. Lou with 11 home runs and 51 runs batted in so far this year. 50 stolen bases. And the left-hand batter gets the curveball again. This one's in the strike zone, a called strike. Brock in the first ball game had a very important double, a bad hop double that gave the Cardinals a chance to take the lead 3-2. Pitch back to him is low, and it's ball three. Three balls, one strike. Cardinals added two more runs after the three scored in the seventh to make it a 5-2 ball game, but the Mets came back in the bottom half of the eighth to score five and win it 7-5. Only base hit for Brock in the ball game, the double, so he was 1-for-5 in the first game. He is 5-for-15 in the series. And the 3-1 pitch is inside and high, ball four. Brock gets first base free. So the the Cardinals right off after a top base runner on at first base with no one out and Dick Groat coming up. Dick had three hits in the first game. Three for five. 5 for 13 in the series, and his average up to .262. No home runs and 42 runs batted in. Brown looking at first, and the first pitch is in, a fastball. And on the pitch, he had Brock going back to first. McGraw taking the signs from Chris Canatero. The Mets have Eddie Greenpool at first base, Ron Hunt at second base, Roy McMillan at shortstop, and Chuck Hiller at third. Outfielder Ron Svoboda, Johnny Lewis, and Joe Christopher left to right. And the throw to first base, and Brock back easily. The throw almost getting away from Green Ball. McGraw now taking time to wipe the perspiration off. And Canizero down with a new set of signs. Dick Groat, deep in the batter's box. One strike count. The pitch back to the plate is hit foul off to the right side. Strike two. Umpires in the game today. Lee Wire behind the plate. John Kipper at first base. Frank Sicori. Sicori at second base. And Ken Burkhardt at third. Umpires in their respective positions. Two strike count of Dick Groat. No one out. It's the start of the second ball game. Lou Brock edging off at first base. McGraw looking there and coming to the plate. And the pitch is a curve inside. One ball, two strikes. High curve ball moving Groat away from the plate. Just a very light drizzle falling here at Shea Stadium. Ball, two strikes. McGraw working slowly now, stepping on top the pitchy rubber. Brock edging off at first. And the next pitch is a curveball that's in there, strike three. High curveball, and Brock holding his first base as Dick Groat arguing strongly with Lee Wire. Groat saying the pitch was too high, and it's a vehement argument. And now Red Davies and Joe Schultz coming down to take Groat away and keep him in the ballgame. Lee Wire following. Throw it away and say something right back to him. Red Davies taking Groat away. He wants to keep him in the ballgame. So Johnny. Goes back to the third base coaching box. And the batter now coming up is Kurt Flood. Going to strike out so far in the game for Doug McGraw, and he takes on Kurt Flutter's batting .295, a right-hand batter. And the first pitch is popped high in the air. Ron Hunt going out into shallow right field, backpedaling. Behind him is Joe Christopher, but Ron makes the call and makes the catch. Going back to first base is Lou Brock, and the Mets have their second out here in the top of the first. Batter will be the third baseman, Ken Boyle. Boyer in the first ball game was 0 for 2. He had two walks to go along. Right-hand batter hitting at .264. In with 11 home runs and 63 runs batted in. Got his 11th home run in this series. Now Brock at first base. And the pitch is popped high in the air. The catcher, Chris Canizero, in foul territory. Back of home plate waiting, and he makes the catch, and that retires the side. So Doug McGraw goes through the first inning, giving up no runs, no hits. There were no errors. A walk and a man left on, and the score at the end of one half inning, the Cardinals nothing, the New York Mets coming up. And right now, a word from Cool Silver King.
The extra coolness, the refreshing taste of cool.
You'll be smoking cool all the time once you come up to cool.
Come all the way up to cool and taste the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke cool, Filter King.
It's the bottom half of the first. The drizzle continues here at Jay Stadium. Cardinals out in the top of the first with no runs. Now the Mets going to try against Ray Watford. Watford making his 24th appearance. He has a record of 8 wins and 9 losses. This is his 14th start. Strong right-hander has been bothered by arm trouble throughout his career. Ron Hunt getting a cheer as he's introduced to the fans. Ron had a big first game, a 3-for-5 game. He is now 4-for-12 in the series, and that has raised his average up to .231. And Washburn, a right-hander with his first pitch, a fastball in for a called strike. The catcher, Jim McGarver, sending the signs out to the mound. Washburn taking a long reading. Now on the mound, into the windup, and his one strike delivery is hit hard in the hole, going over six, throws the backhand at the long throw to first base is wide. So Ron Hunt, halfway down to first, and it's going to be a base hit. So Ron getting his fourth hit in this doubleheader, and it brings up Roy McMillan. That is the first hit of the game. Stepping in, Roy batting .243 in the first ball game. He had two sacrifices, drove in a run, fought out to right field, 1-for-2. Two for 10 in the series. And now, Washburn in the set position. A look at first, his first pitch is a pitch out. Ron was not joined. Roy McMillan had moved out to get in sacrifice running position. One ball, no strike. One ball, no strike. No score in the game. The Mets batting with no one out in the bottom half of the first. Mets winning the first game 7-5. Now a punt towards first base. Joe White picks it up, looks at second, goes over to first base instead. As Bill Gagliano covers there. So Roy McMillan with his third sacrifice punt on the doubleheader, moving Roy McMillan down to second. And that brings up Chuck Hiller. Chuck is playing at third base in place of Charlie Smith, who was hit by a pitch ball in the first ball game. Charlie was hit right above the left elbow. He is being taken now to the hospital for x-rays. He's in quite a bit of pain, but they do not figure that there is a possibility of a broken bone, although they're taking precautionary measures to make sure. Chuck Hiller, a left-hand batter. Chuck batting .249. And he takes a pitch inside for ball one. Chuck was in the first game as a pinch hitter and struck out. He batted later on and also struck out, so he is 0-for-2. ball, no strike. Washburn back, and the pitch is fouled off out of play, and the count at 1-1. Rain is coming down here at Shea Stadium, a very steady drizzle. Umbrellas spread out throughout the stand. It almost looks like a football crowd. The Dodgers scored a run for Sandy Koufax in the top of the first, batting against Juan Marichal, and now the Giants will try their turn in the bottom half of the first. Dodgers in here for four night games starting tomorrow night. The Giants right after that for Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday day games. One ball, one strike. Ron Hunt at second base. And the next pitch to Chuck Hiller is hit to right field, right center field. Calling for it is Mike Shannon. And he makes the catch. Ron Hunt halfway down has to hustle back to second base. Throwing to second base right on the line as Shannon threw into Bill Gagliano covering there. So with two away, the batter will be Johnny Lewis. Johnny with a base hit in the eighth inning, a big one to start a rally for the Mets when they scored their 5 to win. He was 1-for-4 in the first game, and that base hit his first hit in this series. Left-hand batter hitting at 247. He takes a curve way inside. A good play on it by McCarver. It's ball one. One ball, no strike. Giants are out in the bottom half of the first, so the Dodgers lead 1-0 after one. Koufax against Juan Marichal. One open to Lewis, a high curve, and it's outside two, so it's ball two. Two balls, no strike. No score on the Mets with a runner at second base with two out in the bottom half of the first. Sets again, and it's pitched back to Lewis. It's taken a fastball at the knees on the inside corner, and Tim McCarver dropped the ball. He had some trouble catching it. Could have been crossed up. Ray Washburn, 27 years of age, 6'2", 200 pounds, born in Pasco, Washington. Resides in Burbank, Washington. Signed for about $60,000. Here he was 3-4 with the Cardinals, bothered by arm trouble. He also pitched in the minors at Jacksonville. He was 1-0 in two games. First year in pro ball was 1960. Now he sets again, and his 2-1 delivery is taken low, and it's ball three. Three balls, one strike. 1963, Washburn got off to a 5-0 start, and he led the league at everything. Then came up with a sore arm. Later on that year, he was sent to Chelsea to try and work it out. He's been bothered ever since. Three balls, one strike on Johnny Lewis. Ron Swoboda on deck, and a swing and a curveball, strike two. Curveball in tight. Lewis right over the top. Two men out. We're in the bottom half of the first. That's with the base runner at second base, no score. At the end of the first half in the NFL exhibition game, Giants 7, the Steelers 7. Now time called as McCarver trots out to the pitching mound. Had a base runner in the first on a walk to Lou Brock. When he was left at first base, and Dick Rhodes struck out. Kurt Busch popped to second, and Ken Boyer popped to the catcher, Chris Canadero. Dick Stewart is in a home run in the eighth inning for the Philadelphia Phillies to put them in front by a score of 6-5. Jim Money still pitching for Philadelphia. He was a starter. Roger Craig. Five over Cincinnati as they bat in the bottom half of the eighth.
time is in, and a 3-2 to pitch low and it drives ball four. That puts Johnny Lewis at first base, along with Ron Hunt, who is at second base, and brings up Ron Svoboda.
Ball.
music. For comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY Schenectady.
Doubleheader, 2 for 10 in the series. He had a long home run to right field.
scores one base hit. Bill now with 19 and 56 RBIs. He's batting 278. And the one open. Oh, way foul. High shot. Way foul down the right field side. Have added a run in the bottom half of the eighth. They now lead Milwaukee 4-3 as Milwaukee comes up in the top of the ninth. Next pitch back to White is high and it's ball two. Two balls, one strike. The Yankees in Baltimore were rained out of a doubleheader. At the end of two and the first of two, Chicago nothing, Kansas City nothing. Morton against Talbot. A 2-1 pitch to Bill White is hit off the handle in foul territory. Jeff Keller going over. He has a chance for it. Not quite. And the ball just goes into the stand. Norman draws a strike in the count of 2-2. The end of 8-1/2 innings. Washington 5, Cleveland 5. Bell now pitching for the Indians. Ronnie Klein going for the Senators. McDowell and Ortega were the starting pitchers in that one. Troy defeated Boston 2-1 in a game that was called because of rain at the end of 5. Joel Farmer was the winning pitcher. Losing pitcher was Dennis Bennett. Two runs for Detroit coming on the two-run home run by Don Demeter in the second. Minnesota and Los Angeles. The starting pitcher is just now in. Jim Todd pitching for the Twins against Dean Dent. Two balls, two strikes. Tom McGraw back again, and the curveball is inside and high for ball three. Making his second major league start. He has a record of no wins and two losses. He has appeared in 32 ball games so far, 30 of them as a relief pitcher. And the next pitch is lined foul again. Way foul as Bill White gets out in front. Again, it's 3-2, and a curveball over the top of White's head as he ducks away, and it's ball four. So the Cardinals have their second base runner on the second walk issued by McGraw, and it brings up the second baseman, Bill Gagliano. Of age. August the 30th. And it's 2-2 pitch, taken inside for ball three. So, for the second time in this inning, 3-2 on a batter. And Bill White, a fast man at first base. Bill White at first base. He does not go, and the pitch is popped up in the infield. First baseman Eddie Greenbull coming down. The wind drifting the ball in foul territory. And Ed making the catch. See, sometimes it's hard to believe that so many different kinds of people can agree on one thing. They have, though. They've made Rheingold Extra Dry, New York City's largest selling beer. McGarver, the catcher. Garver, left-hand batter, hitting 283. And the first pitch is taken high. A throw to first base, the White back before the tag. Fairly close play. Second, a throw to first base, no tag made by Greenbull. Mets leading 2-0. Mets going 2 in the bottom half of the first. Next pitch to McCarver, popped up on the third base side in foul territory. Chuck Hiller back over back of the bag to make the play. Bill White holding the first base, the Mets have their second out. Now the batter will be the right fielder, Mike Tannen. Umbrella's put away now here today. The rain has stopped. Just a heavy drizzle at the beginning of the game. First pitch to Tannen, the changeup driving in, strike one. Jeff Peterson for the San Francisco Giants hit a home run off Sandy Koufax, so that game now is 2-1 in favor of the Dodgers, with the Giants batting in the bottom half of the second on Marichal against Koufax. And that's all they scored. It is now 2-1 at the end of two. Next pitch, a curveball in the Shannon, strike two. Tomorrow it's going to be John Drysdale against Larry Miller tomorrow night. The two-strike delivery, fastball line to left, the base hit. Bill White going to second base. After starting over to third base after the ball was bobbled by Ron Sobota. Mike Tannen almost ran too far down towards second base. Bill White changed his mind twice. Ron Sobota went over to pick it up and bobbled it, but it stayed right in front of him. Bill White then stopped. But then he bobbled it again, and Bill White started to go again. But then when Ron picked it up, it was too late, and Bill had to go back to second. Mike Tannen behind him had moved about three-quarters of the way down to second base and had to hustle back to first. So that's the first hit for the St. Louis Cardinals off left-hander Doug McGraw. And it brings up the pitcher, Ray Washburn. Right-hand batter batting 179. And he takes a fastball high, ball one. One ball, no strike. taken on the outside corner of fastball. It's 1-1. Well, the New York Giants have bounced back after losing a battle to Green Bay, defeating Pittsburgh by a 16-7 score. Giants defeating Pittsburgh 16-7. Swung on a miss at strike two. One ball and two strikes. Doug McGraw pitching to Ray Washburn in his next pitch. Third ball looked at, strike three. So McGraw leaves two on as he holds the Cardinals to no runs on one hit and a walk. And the score at the end of 1.5, the Mets two, the Cardinals nothing. It's hard to imagine New York City without every kind of jazz from Dixieland to progressive. Fortunately, you don't have to. Listen.
That's Back Street Rag, a uniquely American sound. It came up the Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazz men who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David Hugh by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Chris Canazero, the eighth batter. He'll be followed by the pitcher, Doug McGraw, and then the top of the batting order, the batter, Ron Hunt. Washburn has given up two runs, allowed three hits. He has not struck out a batter, and he has walked once. Canazero, a right-hand batter. And the right-hand pitcher with his first pitch, a big ball hit down the short, taken by Nick Brody. Zelina over to first base for an out. One pitch and one away for Ray Washburn. That'll bring up Doug McGraw. Doug has been up three times in the base of the year. That's one base hit. The Mets in front 2-0. They won the first game 7-5. And the first pitch to McGraw, who bats the right hand side, is swung on a miss, strike one. One strike delivery, a swing of the slider for strike two. McGraw laughing as he turns around to take a look at the umpire. Has tied up their ball game with the Pirates, scoring a run in the top of the ninth. It is now 4-4 with Pittsburgh batting to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Tony Kroninger pitching for Milwaukee. Don Swall for Pittsburgh. A curveball back is outside and they count one ball and two strikes. One and two to Doug McGraw, wearing number 45. And the next pitch is slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. Washburn's uniform that soaked with perspiration. And his 2-2 delivery, fastball, slight foul. Hurricane McCray has two balls and two strikes. Linda this information on the Gemini 5 flight, the astronaut started the 20th orbit at 4:15, and they are to go at least 13 more. It is clear that space officials are shooting for a full 8 days voyage. They'll decide tomorrow. Neither Cooper nor Conrad has had much sleep or food, but both are in good condition and drinking plenty of water. Now again a foul ball to the Kent State, the two balls and two strikes. The bulky electrical system is generating at near capacity. No one seems certain of the exact reason for the improvement. But glad to hear it's a big improvement. They might go all the way. Two balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss, strike three. And McGraw, he runs away at the plate, stamps his right foot down in anger. Dodgers out in the top of the third. They lead 2-1 with the Giants coming up in the bottom half. Sandy Koufax against Juan Marichal. Carver crossed up completely on the pitch. He was looking for the curve. Lee Wire, a big fellow to hit. He stands about 6 foot six. Ball was fouled off the bat at Ron Hunt as he tried to get out of the way, so they counted one ball and one strike. The next pitch, slider outside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike. And the next pitch bounced towards first base. Bill White over to run it off. And the throw over to first base. The pitch is covering is perfect for the out. That retires the side. It's good play by Bill White. 1-2-3 against the Mets. And the score at the end of two. The Mets 2, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. All the Mets have announced today that they have get yours again by sending in 50 cents to Shea Stadium. To that yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Moving down to the top of the third. First man up will be Lou Brock, the leadoff batter for the St. Louis Cardinals. Lou became the first base runner this ball game when he walked his first time up. He was left at first base and McGraw got three in a row. He also walked his first batter in the second, but left two as he gave up a hit. First pitch spins Brock right around at ball one. Fastball inside. Brock batting 285. San Francisco Dodger game has been delayed right now. Time has been called because of an argument. Now, upon a attempt, the ball in the air, and Cranesville takes it out and back to first base. Brock putting the ball in the air and hard. One away as Cranesville makes the grab in the air. And now the batter will be Dick Throat. Dick struck out or was called out his first time up, and he argued profusely and vehemently against the call, but lost in a fifth. Brad Sandy and Joe Schultz to get him away to keep him in the ball game. First pitch to Dick, a curve ball low for ball one. Milwaukee Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to go into extra innings. It's a 4-4 ball game. Tony O'Dell has been brought in. Don Fall has stayed in the ball game after relieving in the eighth. Next pitch is low to go. It's ball two. Two balls, no strike. McGraw back and in for a called strike. Two balls, one strike. Throat batting 262.
pitch is hard down to short. It's off of the knee of Roy McMillan bouncing out in the center field. Ron Hunt hustles out to pick it up, and it's going to be a base hit. A hard smash, and Dick Grote gets a base hit on it. All off of the knee of Roy McMillan. Roy was in front of it, but it was sort of a vicious half hop, and he never could get the glove on it. That is the second hit off Doug McGraw. It brings up Kurt Flood. Kurt saw one pitch his first time up and popped his second. His average at 295. Mets in front 2-0. With one out in the top of the third. And the first pitch again is popped up, this time on the third base side in foul territory. Doug Diller there, and he makes the catch. That is the second out for Doug McGraw. He'll now contend with the cleanup batter, Ken Boyer. Ken also saw only one pitch his first time up, and he fouled out to the catcher, Chris Catanzaro. Stepping in, batting 264. 11 home runs and 63 runs batted in. That's two runs, three hits. The Cardinals, no runs and two hits. 2 men out, top of the third. Dick Grote at first base. A look there by McGraw and the pitch to the plate. It's inside, ball one. Well, the crowd here today, a good one in spite of the fact of the threatening weather and the weather report. 23,122. Change of pace and it's low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 23,122 paid here today. Mets now drawn 1,297,254. And with this next week coming up, six consecutive night games with the Dodgers and the Giants. Four with the Dodgers, two with the Giants. And then the day game after with the Giants. That should run it up there into high figures. Next pitch back to play is inside ball three. A fastball missing to Ken Boyer. Should be about another quarter of a million people coming in. So the Mets will be up around 1,550,000 at the end of next week. Weather permitting, and the weather report for tomorrow is good. Here's a 3-0 pitch, popped up. Ball going foul, out of play. So Red Shandy, who would like to hit a 3-0 himself when he was playing, he seldom got a chance. Giving Ken Boyer a chance to go for the long ball here, but Boyer fouling the ball off. The count now at 3-1. Dick Grote at first base, so Boyer represents the tying run. And at 3-1, the pitcher is at deep to left field, and it's going, 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 and it is gone. Some big
pitch is cut, but the left-hand pitch is Doug McGraw. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch, sidearm pitch, it hangs up high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Cardinals now have hit 88 home runs for the season. For the Cardinals today. Bill White had one in the first ball game. 2-2 game with two out at the top of the third. Next pitch off the handle, loops in the right field. Good drop in. Joe Christopher going hard forward. Cannot make it. Ron Hunt going hard out. Tries to turn after the ball was taken by Christopher, and he falls down in a wet outfield. So Bill White gets a base hit off the handle in the right field. Fourth into the game off Doug McGraw, and that brings up second baseman Phil Gagliano. Gagliano batting at .259 with seven home runs and 14 runs batted in. Bill White incidentally leads the Cardinals in home runs with 19. He's at first base now. Draw to the plate. And the ball hits to right field, high in the air, Christopher ambling over to his left. The Cardinals tied up, scoring two runs on three hits. There were no errors. One man left. The score at the end is 2.5. The Cardinals 2, the Mets 2. It's the Mets half of the third as the Mets are once more tied up in the ball game. The score is 2-2. And the first man up for New York will be Roy McMillan. Roy batting officially for the first time in this game. He sacrificed his first time up to put Ron Hunt at second base, where he scored on a base hit by Ron Svoboda. Roy batting at .243 with one home run and 29 runs batted in. Roy will be followed by Chuck Killer and then Johnny Lewis. And on the mound for the Cardinals, Ray Washington. He has given up two runs, allowed three hits while striking out one and walking one. With a total of 15 now, getting three in the doubleheader. And he hits the first pitch foul. It'll go out of play. Strike one. One strike shot. Two runs and four hits. The Mets two runs and four hits. 2 minutes away in the bottom half of the third. Now Gagliano out to the mound again. Let's see, but Carver out to the mound again to start with Ray Rothberg.
Six
swing and a foul ball. Back up into the crowd, no play. Pittsburgh batting in the last of the 10th inning with a chance to win it. Braves and Pirates are tied 4-4 in the home 10th inning.
Ball game is tied 2-2. We're in the last half of the fourth inning.
Pitch thrown by Wash. Burn is outside and low. One ball, one strike. Over the outside corner. He really throttled back on that one. Just one ball and two strikes. Eddie Crane's rule is in the on deck circle. Then Joe Christopher. Each team has two runs, four base hits. Foul ball, no play. Mike Cannon in the first inning, up now for the second time.
That scored two in the first, but Ken Boyer tied the game with a two-run homer in the third inning. Fastball in, strike one call. Circle. Now the fifth. Ground ball bounced towards second base. Gagliano steps on second, throws to White for the double play. Well, the Cardinals have made two double plays the last two innings. No runs, one hit, no errors, none left. Four innings complete. The St. Louis Cardinals, two runs, four hits, and no errors. The New York Mets, two runs, five hits, and no errors. Dick Groden leading off as we go to the fifth inning. Whacks the first pitch foul over into the crowd. They lost with 2-3-4 in the batting order up against Doug McGraw in the fifth inning. Changeup hit long toward right center field. Way back goes Joe Christopher, and he makes the catch on the edge of the warning track. After a long run, took that opposite field drive hit by Dick Groden. One out, nobody on. That brings up Kurt Flood. Kurt has been retired on an infield pop fly and has fouled out to Chuck Hiller playing third. Change up just inside. One ball and no strike. Doug McGraw starting Flood off with an off-speed pitch. Pitcher on the way, a fastball to tie, two balls with no strike. Pitching 2-0. Fastball over a strike on the outside corner, being questioned by Kurt Flood, and the count is 2-1. Flood, one of the top hit makers in baseball. Here's the 2-1 delivery. High foul fly down the right field line, back into the crowd. Long strike on Flood, and the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Pitching 2-2. Looping fly ball toward the right field line. Christopher coming over by the line. Makes the catch and stride at third territory. Up and two set aside. That brings up Ken Boyer. John Lafitte and his Pirates sailed into the Jones Beach Theater this summer in Guy Lombardo's Mardi Gras. It's a new musical spectacular with voodoo dancers, Dixieland jazz, the Mardi Gras ball, and all the excitement of New Orleans. Homer to tie the game his last time up. Foul tip into the middle. Chris Canizaro, one strike. Kenny Boyer now has just two home runs in this series and has 12 for the year. Now McGraw's pitch is under the knees on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. From San Francisco on the message board now, and I quote, Juan Marichal hit John Roseborough on the head with a bat after a dive to rhubarb following knockdown pitches to Wills and Fairley, Roseborough undergoing x-rays. You think the Senate race isn't getting hot? Two balls and a strike. Boyer.
one hit. Curve is bounced in the dirt out in front of home plate. Ball four, and boy, here goes the first. That is the fourth walk given up by Tug, and it brings up Bill White. Bill has reached on a walk and collected a blue fly ball single to right field. Against left-hander, and the pitch is under the knees. A pitch to first, not in time. Quick snap throw by Chris Canizero, trying to get Ken Boyer. Now the pitch underway. Ground ball past the mound, going up the middle for a base hit to center. Rounding second and stopping is Ken Boyer as Johnny Lewis plays the ball back in. Bill White had one hit, a home run, in the opening ball game and four times at bat. And now it's two for two in the night shot. Bill Gagliano has fouled out to Eddie Crane Boole and flied to right, nothing for two.
Brakes could be costing you money by wasting gasoline? It's true.
Shell mileage experts point out that if brakes are out of adjustment, they can drag. You may not even notice it, but dragging brakes hold your car back and make your engine work harder. Result? A waste of gasoline. So drive into your local Shell station. Ask the dealer to check your brakes next time you have your car lubricated. It only takes a few minutes, but it may make a real difference in your mileage. Of course, the gasoline you buy can make a difference, too. Shell mileage experts know this, and that's why they blend a mileage ingredient called Platformate into Super Shell. Platformate's extra energy gives Super Shell a boost to help you get good mileage. So take this advice from Shell mileage experts. Make sure your brakes aren't dragging, and keep your tank filled with Super Shell. It's blended by experts to help you get good mileage.
Now, before Chris Canizell leads off the home trip inning, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive relief.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Shea Stadium. Last half of the fifth inning in the second game of today's doubleheader. Mets won the opener 7-5 on Jim Hickman's pinch home run with two out in the eighth inning. This one is tied 2-2. The ground ball taps slowly towards second. Bill Gagliano comes up with it, throws to White. Canizero is out. We're getting more details on the tremendous rhubarb at San Francisco. Apparently, it all started off. Mari Wills and Ron Fairley were knocked down by Juan Marichal. Then, in retaliation, Willie Mays was brushed back. And according to the reports we have received, we'll have more accurate information later on. Johnny Roseboro attempted to hit Juan Marichal in the head with his return toss to Koufax on the mound. But Juan instead hit him with a bat. Roseboro jumped on Marichal, and the fight was on. Both benches and bullpens empty. Jack Crawford grabbed Juan Marichal and ejected him from the game. And Roseboro is now undergoing x-rays. Doug McGraw bunts and misses on the count of strike two. Misses the outside corner, so the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. That scored two runs in the opening inning on base hits by Ron Hunt, a walk to Johnny Lewis, and run scoring hits by Ron Sloboda and Eddie Cranepool. Ken Boyer tied the game with a two-run homer in the third inning. Fastball in, strike three called. Third strikeout for Ray Washburn. Two outs with nobody on. It brings up Ron Hunt. Ron's had four hits this afternoon. In the first inning and later came in to score on Ron Sloboda's hit. He bounced out of the second. The lights have been on since very early in the opening ball game due to the dark gray overcast. Breaking ball high. He turns away from it. One ball and no strike. On the way, a foul tip. One ball and one strike on Ron Hunt. While the Pirates won that extra inning ball game, they toppled the Braves 5-4. Second day in a row, Pittsburgh handles Milwaukee. Line drive over second, a base hit to center by Ron Hunt. And Ron now has five hits to Swindell. Pittsburgh got a run in the last of the 11th inning to win it 5-4. Don Swall, who came on in the 8th inning, the winning pitcher, and Dan Ostensky, who came on in the 10th inning, the losing pitcher. Philadelphia on an eighth inning home run by Dick Stewart. It's the Cincinnati Reds 6-5 with Jim Bunning winning his 16th. Roger Craig was the loser in relief. Billy Hepp went all the way on a seven hitter as the Cubs beat the Astros 3-1. And the Dodgers Giant battle is now in the last of the fifth inning with the Giants in front 4-2. Line drive in the air to right field. Shannon will have to play it on the hop, and the ball gets by him and is rolling back to the bullpen. Ron Hunt is waved around third. He's coming down the line, and he will score. The Braves to third to slide three. On the way to Hiller, a drive in the air to deep right, back goes Kennedy Thunder. And he makes the catch to side is out. One run, two hits. No errors. One left on. Now five innings complete. New York, three runs, seven hits but no errors. St. Louis, two runs, five hits but no errors. Here tomorrow night, and they'll have Don Drysdale on the mound. Larry Miller will be pitching for New York. Larry did a good job against the Dodgers his last time out against them. That's the opener of four straight night ball games against the Dodgers. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, And then the Giants with a red-hot Willie Mays come in Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. You just can't get any hotter than Willie is right now. He's hit 14 home runs the month of August. He's two away from the National League record held by our colleague Ralph Kiner. He now has hit 6 home runs in the last 6 days and has hiked his total for the year to 38. Record for home runs in a month is held by Rudy York, who hit 18. The National League record is 16. Bobby Klaus is coming on the field to replace Ron Hunt. Ron has really played hard today. The left western field, that he doesn't want to take any chances on him hurting himself because he's already hurting enough. They sustain trying to get the tape all over again. He's had 5 hits. He's made head first flies. He's done it all this afternoon. So now Bobby Klaus will rest Ron Hunt the remainder of the way. It's the 6th inning, and Mike Shannon is up against Doug McGraw. Outside and high, ball 1. In the first ball game, and 2 for 3 in this one. A swing and a miss by Shannon, 1 ball and 1 strike. This is an outstanding doubleheader for Ron. Takes the assign, the 1-1 delivery, low and outside, 2 balls and a strike. Here's the 2-1 pitch. A high fly ball into center field. Back, back goes Johnny Lewis to the edge of the track. He's under it, and he puts it away for the out. The ball got up in the air. It didn't really carry. One out and nobody on, and Ray Washburn will be coming up. Now, here is more information on the rhubarb at Candlestick Park. The Associated Press reports that Juan Marichal, after the knockdown pitches, led off the 3rd inning. And on the 2nd pitch, Johnny Roseboro's return throw to the mound narrowly missed Marichal's head. Well, that set off the fuse. High fly, hit the deep right field. Back goes Christopher. He's under it at the edge of the track, and he has it 2 down. And after the throw, narrowly missed his head, Juan Marichal hit Johnny Roseboro 2 or 3 times on the head with a baseball bat. Roseboro left the field bleeding over the left eye. Marichal left with a torn shirt. Our national pastime having a lively afternoon. Top of the batting order now for Lou Brock. Astronauts Cooper and Conrad are completing their 20th orbit. And a high official project director, Chris Kraft, has just held an enthusiastic news conference in Houston. He says officials are very happy about the progress of Gemini 5, that the power situation is in very good shape. Without making a formal commitment, he indicates it looks very good for perhaps the full 8-day voyage for our astronauts Cooper and Conrad. It's thrown to Brock as a strike on the outside corner. Now McGraw out of his windup. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball over, strike 2. The Mets
now have Tom Parsons and Gordon Richardson getting ready at the bullpen. The Sam broadcast to Duck Hunter. It's one ball and two strikes. Pitching one and two. Hit late a foul ball off to the left behind the visiting dugout. It's one ball and two strikes. Brock. A blooper hit towards short left field. It may drop in. Everybody going for it. Hiller drops it. Doug Hiller over the shoulder made the grab just across the line and tried into foul territory. Good play by Chuck. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. At the end of five and a half innings, the New York Mets 3 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Quite a lot. And the cigarette you're smoking just doesn't hit the spot.
It's time you change to Cool.
Your cigarettes are tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool. With rich tobaccos, Cool Spike filter, extra coolness to discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cool come through for you.
Discover the extra coolness, the refreshing taste of Cool.
You'll be smoking Cools all the time once you come up to Cool.
Come all the way up to Cool and taste the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Cool, Filter King.
Last half of the sixth inning, Johnny Lewis leading off for New York. Reached on a walk and fly to left, nothing for one. Ray Washburn winds, here's his pitch to Lewis. Inside, taken, one ball and no strike. Ron Swoboda is beyond decorative. Now the fastball is outside and high, 2-0. Johnny has a good eye at the plate. He leads the ball club by a wide margin in walks and a fairly wide margin in runs scored. Pitching 2-0. Under the knees, ball 3-0. Ron Hunt, after collecting 5 hits in this doubleheader and playing well in the field, making head first lines on the bases, being rested the remainder of the way by Wes Webster. Now the 3-0 pitch, big and high, ball 4. Johnny's on again with a walk. Been around in the first game, and he's 2-for-2 in this one. Eddie Cranebull is out on deck. Now Bill White will hold against Johnny Lewis at first, nobody out. Outside, ball 1. Johnny took quite a lead off first base. McCarver took a look, he elected not to try and throw. Stop there. Lou Brock plays the ball back in to Dick Gross. And Ron Swoboda is now 3-for-3 in this one. And now he has 5 hits to doubleheader. Ron making a real good comeback at the plate. Eddie Crane rule coming up. Eddie singled in a run in the first inning, but struck out his second time up. And Eddie had 2-for-4 in the first ball game. So the hitting has really perked up in the Sun Belt today. Just won a thriller in the opening game. Trailing 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning, Jim Hickman, as a fence hitter, belted a 3-run homer off Al Woodenstick. The Mets came from behind with a 5-run eighth inning to win 7-5. Here's the pitcher on the way. Fastball, a strike on the inside corner. Is warming up in the Cardinal bullpen. Here's the two-strike pitch. A swing and a foul tip. He just got a piece of it to stay alive. Washburn in front of the count, two strikes, through Crane Tool, a big curve that was in on him. Warming up in the New York Mets bullpen. Johnny Lewis, the lead runner on second. Here's the pitch, a slow batter back to the mound. The play goes to third, one. Hoyer across to first base, not in time. Johnny Lewis, the lead runner, is taken off the line. Washburn fielding the grounder and throwing to Boyer. Joe Christopher coming up. The Mets 3 and the Cardinals 2. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. Joe Christopher has lined hard to the right fielder Mike Shannon and lined out into a double play. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside dive, ball one. The Mets 3 runs, 8 hits and no errors. The Cardinals 2 runs, 5 hits and no errors. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Eddie Cranesville is on first. Cardinals have the infield playing toward the middle looking for a double play. Breaking ball has failed to act up to Washburn on the count of 2 balls and a strike. Blue ball broke too late for Washburn and he had Christopher scrambling to get out of the way. Fires off the outside corner with a fastball, 3-1. Chris Mark Canavero is beyond Decatur. Taken of Charlie Smith. He was hit just above the left elbow in the opening ball game. They are negative.
High fly, hit deep to right center. Way back goes Mike Shannon by the wall. It's off the wall for a base hit. Rounding third, heading home is Ron Swoboda. Strange rule will stop at third.
Toward the mound. He's had Don Dennis warming up. A long hit by Joe Christopher, scoring Ron Swoboda. The Mets now lead the Cardinals 4-2. We're in the last half of the sixth inning, and we are going to get a pitching change. Don Dennis is coming in the ballgame to replace Ray Weisberg. Right here, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY Schenectady.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Shea Stadium. The Mets, after winning the opening game 7-5, have now taken a 4-2 lead in the last of the sixth inning. The Cardinals are making a pitching change, and while they do, let's check with Lindsey for the other ball game.
All right, Bob, the Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon by a score of 6-5. Jim Bunning got the win, his 16th win of the season. Wagner finished up in the ninth inning. Satura started for Cincinnati. Ted Davidson in the first. Roger Craig was the loser. Gordon Coleman had a first inning homer for Cincinnati, and Dick Stewart had an eighth inning homer for the Phillies. The eighth inning homer breaking a 5-5 tie. The Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Milwaukee Braves for the second consecutive day. They did it today 5-4 in 11 innings. As Don Straw got the win in relief, Dan Orsinski took the loss in relief. The Chicago Cubs beat Houston 3-1. Billy helped the winner. Dick Farrell the loser. Ron Santo and Billy Williams had Chicago homers. Going to the bottom half of the seventh inning now, it's the Giants 4 and the Dodgers 2. Sandy Koufax for the Dodgers. Juan Marichal started for the Giants, was ejected from the ball game, and Ron Herbel came on in the fourth inning. Jeff Peterson had a second-inning home run for the Giants. Willie Mays had a third-inning home run with two men on, the 38th of the season for Willie Mays. He leads the Major League. In the American League, the Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles scheduled for a doubleheader, postponed because of rain. The first game of a doubleheader at Kansas City at the end of six innings. It's the Chicago White Sox 4 and the Kansas City A's 2. Harland started for Chicago, Locker in the 6th, Fisher in the 6th, Talbot started for Kansas City, Aker in the 6th, and Dixon in the 5th. Bruce Robinson, Floyd Robinson and Danny Cater have had home runs. The Cleveland Indians defeated Washington 8-5. Gary Bell the winner, Ronnie Klein the loser. Detroit and Boston played only five innings at Fenway Park before the game was called because of rain, but it was an official ball game with Detroit winning 2-1. Joe Sparma the winner and Dennis Bennett the loser. Don Demeter had a second inning homer. And going to the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Los Angeles Angels are leading the league-leading Minnesota Twins 2-1. Jim Cott from Minnesota. Dean Chad for the Angels. Pearsall homered in the fifth with one on. Now back to action here. The Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 7-5. The Mets are leading 4-2. And once again, here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay. First base is open as Don Dennis takes over. And so Chris Canizero will receive the intentional walk. That will bring up Doug McGraw with the bases loaded. Dennis relieved in the first game this afternoon and in the eighth inning. With the Mets trailing 5-2 and Dennis on the mound. The Mets got four straight hits off Dennis. They had two runs in to make it 5-4. He left the game. Winnicek came in. And Jim Hickman, as a pinch hitter, then belted a three-run homer to win the ball game for New York 7-5. Don
Dennis is 23 years old. He's out of Uniontown, Kansas. He started this year in the minor leagues of Jacksonville, working as a relief specialist. He has been in 29 ball games in relief and chalked up 12 saves. He had an earned run average of only 1.4, so the Cardinals brought him up, and he has pitched well in relief. Now Tug McGraw is the batter with the bases loaded, and Bill White is really pulling in close at first to guard against the squeeze. Tug is 0 for 2, has been up twice and struck out twice. A pitch out, nothing was on. Tug bluffed as though he were going to square around, and that prompted a pitch out. So it's one ball and no strike. Eddie Cranepool is the lead runner at third. Joe Christopher on second and Chris Canizero on first. Here's the pitch by Dennis with Al Ball back over the screen. One ball, one strike. Field clamped tight on the edge of the grass trying to hit him off. A ground ball bounced to Dick Grote. Grote races over, steps on second, throws to first. Out a double play. Here comes an argument. Yogi Berra is really giving it to John Gibbler. Western's on his way out. That cost the Mets a run. Grote was undecided at first how he wanted to play it. He elected to run to second, made the fourth play there, and he threw on to first on a very, very close play. McGraw was called out for the double play, and a red-hot Yogi Berra and an equally mad Wes Westrum are storming all over umpire John Gibbler. Cardinals getting their third double play of this ballgame, and that was a big one. It saved a run for New York. And Wes Westrum has now been thrown out of the ballgame. Wes arguing vehemently. Yogi Berra, the minute that call went against him, has really charged the Gibbler. Westrum came racing out, and Wes has been thrown out of the ballgame. In the sixth inning for New York, one run. There were two hits, no errors, and two left on. At the end of six, the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 2. And Lindsey Nelson will be with you in just a moment to follow the action. Next, you're going to hear a lullaby, but remember to stay awake for what comes next.
This song brings back friendly laughter and the clink of bottle against glass. And today, as yesterday, what's in the bottle is often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, which has the largest Jewish community in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. How come? We don't know. But we must be doing something right. L'chaim.
Seventh inning, but the fans here at Shea Stadium are still expressing their displeasure with the call made at first base by John Kipler. They are standing all over the ballpark, waving white handkerchiefs, and continuing to boo as Doug McGraw came out of the dugout to the mound. Third base umpire, Ken Burkhardt, walked all the way over the first base line, and by his gestures was saying to him, settle down, take it easy, because these fans are all up. Waving anxious, Wes Westrum was ejected from the ballgame by Kibler for protesting the call. It was an extremely close play as Dick Froude had a moment of indecision as to how he would play that ground ball. The infield was in, and he didn't know whether he was going to play it to home or to go to the bag at second. He finally decided to go to second himself, touch the bag, and throw on. And the minute the call was made, Yogi Berra was out, arguing the call, followed closely by Weston, because, of course, he's cost the Mets a run, with Rayzul having crossed the plate. Now, Grode is up to lead off for the Cardinals here in the top half of the eighth. The Mets lead by a score of 4-2. The demonstration continues, and here is the pitch. It's in there for a called strike. All over the ballpark, thousands of fans are standing and waving white handkerchiefs, and a few in the upper deck are waving white banners. And this continues all around. And here is the strike one pitch. It is running foul, off and out of play, and it's strike two. This does not appear to be done with any particular malice. It is being done by the fans to express their displeasure and their disagreement. Earlier this year, there was a similar demonstration after Johnny Lewis was called out at the plate by umpire Chris Pelikudas. Pelikudas went over and threatened to forfeit the ball game. Here is the two-strike delivery. And a tie for a ball. It's 1-2. Doug McGraw has been in from the start of this ball game. Delivers the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and line foul into the seats and out of play down right field way, and the count holds at 1-2.
Right here, the Mets are leading the Cardinals by a score of 4-2. The Mets won the first.
of the Cardinals, and coming over to Scatterzello, and he can't get good. It hits on top of the Cardinal dugout. Tim McCarver, who is himself a catcher by trade, moves up to set Scatterzello on the step and acts, I would say, a professional courtesy. It goes as a foul ball, and it's 1-1.
Went ahead in this ball game. 9 minutes for the pitch and it's fine.
down to third. Ken Boyer comes up with it.
Across
to Bill White. Klaus has grounded up. Third to first. That brings up Roy McMillan. McMillan has had two hits in this game, a single and a triple. He had a hit in the first game to drive in a run. Mets won the first game and come from behind fashion in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Mets got five runs, and the big hit was a pinch homer, a three-run homer by Jim Hickman over the right field fence. Dennis delivers to Mack in a side drive. In that first game, there were a few strategy wheels turning. The Mets sent up left-hand batter Johnny Stevenson, announced him, and when they did, manager Red Chamberlain brought in left-hand pitcher Hal Woodishek. So manager Wes Weston then sent up Hickman to bat for Stevenson, and he hit a three-run homer. Pitches in for a call strike. Fastball is 1-1. Then says that it's a percentage game, and that was one time that the percentages worked out in manager Weston's favor, and the Mets won that game 7-5.
Washburn. Here's a swing.
30-yard line, drifting on over towards the field, then slices foul out of play. Dennis was the losing pitcher in the first game this afternoon. And Ron Hermel came on. Marichal had hit Roseboro in the head with a bat, had started a General Mealy. And then Willie Mays hit a three-run homer that put the Giants ahead, and they have maintained that 4-2 lead. Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Cincinnati Reds 6-5. Jim Bunning the winner and Roger Craig the loser. Pittsburgh Pirates defeated Milwaukee 5-4. Don Schwall the winner, and Dan Osinski the loser. Chicago Cubs defeated Houston 3-1. Billy Huff the winner, Dick Farrell the loser. And right here, the Mets defeated the Cardinals 7-5 in the first game, with Gordon Richardson the winner and Don Dennis the loser. In the American League, the Yankees were scheduled for a doubleheader in Baltimore, postponed rain. First game, a doubleheader in Kansas City, going to the bottom of the eighth. White Sox 5, Kansas City 2. Cleveland beat Washington 8-5. Detroit beat Boston 2-1 in a game called at the end of 5 because of rain. And at the end of 7 innings, it's the Los Angeles Angels 4 and the Minnesota Twins 1. Right here, Bill White is up. Top half of the 8th inning, and here's the pitch. Swung on and lined at the right center field. Christopher is racing over to cut it off. Comes up with it, plays it back in the hole. Bill White to a leadoff single. Brings up Phil Gagliano, the second baseman of the Cardinals. Doug McGraw started. He's been in all the way for the Mets this afternoon. Gagliano has fouled the first, line to right, and walked so far in this game. Crane Bull holds against the runner at first as McGraw is up and set. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and he fluffed a bunt, took the pitch low for ball one. Double barrel action now in the Mets bullpen as we have reached the eighth inning. The Mets trying to protect the two-run lead. McGraw with the pitch. And it's in there for a called strike to Gagliano, 1-1. As we reported earlier, the x-rays on Charlie Smith's left arm were negative, but Dr. Peter Lamont, the Mets team physician, reports that Charlie will be out for several days with a swollen left arm. That is a blow to the Mets' chances in the big games coming up. 1-1 pitch, and it's low for ball. Gordon Richardson and Dave Eilers are throwing in the Mets bullpen. Eilers finished up, pitched the last inning of the first game. With the Dodgers batting in the top of the ninth at Candlestick Park, Ron Herbel has been relieved by Masanori Mirakami. Nobody out for the Cardinals here in the top of the eighth. 2-1 pitch, swung on, and fouled off. It's 2-2. Is 20 years of age. This is his first season in the major leagues, and this is the longest that he has ever pitched in a
Major League Baseball game. Bill White leads it first. McGraw's 2-2 pitch swung on and hit in the air to center field. Johnny Lewis over and calling for it now. On the glove and makes the catch. Gagliano flies to center. White returns to the bag at first. With one man out, catcher Tim McCarver will be the batter. The cigarette with extra coolness you can taste. That cool filter change. And this is a good time to discover that refreshing taste for yourself. The Mets are leading the Cards here by a score of 4-2. McCarver has fouled out to third base, was called out on strike, and grounded out first base to the pitcher covering. Left-hand pitcher working their left-hand batter. Swinging a ground ball to second. Clouse gets it. Plays over to Mack for one to throw to first, and a double play. A double play that goes 4-6-3 in the sound as he died, and McGraw went over to cover, slipped down, and started back to the mound, but the side is retired. And McGraw was all ready to go back and work a little more. Doesn't have to in this inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, none left. Score at the end of 7.5 innings is the Mets 4, the Cardinals 2. Now a word from Cool Filter King.
Today, most menthol cigarettes are pretty much alike.
You're in your Mets station in the great Northeast.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner here at Shea Stadium in New York. In the bottom of the eighth, it's Johnny Lewis up to lead off for the Mets, facing right-hander Don Dennis, working in relief of Washburn, who is the pitcher of record. Tracy Salad started the first game for the Cards this afternoon, did not figure in the final outcome at all, as Dennis was the losing pitcher. The winning home run was hit off left-hander Al Wittichick. Here's a pitch low for a ball, but Dennis had left a few runners on for which he was responsible, and thus statistically he was charged with the loss. Here is a 1-0 pitch, and it's in there for a called strike, 1-1. Ron Swoboda waiting on deck. And it's low and away. Dennis goes behind, 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's 2-1 pitch, and it's outside for a ball. But Dennis goes behind, 3-1 to Johnny Lewis. A 3-1 pitch. And it's in for a call, strike two. Lewis has started down towards first, took about one step. It's 3-2 now. They are pitch swung on and missed, and Dennis strikes out. Johnny Lewis, one away here in the bottom of the eighth. Apparently, we will have no further reports on the condition of Dodger catcher John Roseborough, who was hit 2 or 3 times by Juan Marichal of the Giants with a bat and left the field bleeding over the eye, because the door has been locked in San Francisco in the Dodger clubhouse, and newsmen are being barred for the moment. So we will have no further report until an announcement is made by the Dodgers. Up to now, we've been in touch with the Dodger broadcasting booth and the Giant broadcasting booth and the press box at Candlestick. Here's the pitch in for a called strike to Ron Swoboda. And here's the pitch swung on and popped up. It is in fair.
fair territory to McCarver the moment he jumps across the line and makes the catch in foul territory.
So Slabota has fouled out to the catcher, two away, and that'll bring up Ed Cranefield.
Well, at Candlestick Park, the dressing quarters are fairly cozily located in that they are just across the hall from each other, and one runway leads to both locker rooms. That ball game will be drawing to a close at any moment now, and if there is any indication that they'd like to have at it again, they'll be close enough to start. Here is the pitch, and it's swung on. It's on the ground. One big hop to Gagliano at second. He plays over to White, and the Mets are out in order here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left, and the score at the end of eight full innings is the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 2. Well, both the Dodgers and the Giants will be here at Shea Stadium in the upcoming week. And you'll have an opportunity to view them up close. Tickets are now on sale for any future games to be played by the Mets here at Shea Stadium this season. The advanced ticket window here is located at Epson D, and it's open 7 days a week. There is a Mets ticket office at Pennsylvania Station. It's in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. It's open 6 days a week. There is a Mets ticket office at the Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open 6 days a week. For Long Islanders, there is a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island. It is open during regular store hours. It's located in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center. Reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Clothes stores, Child's restaurants, or Calico Kitchen in the greater New York area. We'll be going here to the top half of the ninth inning. The Cardinals are scheduled to send up Mike Shannon, the pitcher, and Lou Brock. Doug McGraw started. He has been in all the way. Needless to say, McGraw has never pitched a complete game in the Major League, nor has he ever won a Major League Baseball game. In the Mets bullpen, Dave Eilers, the right-hander, Gordon Richardson, a left-hander. In the Cardinal bullpen, left-hander, Hal Woodstick. Shannon has come out to lead off. And Ted Savage has come out on deck to bat for Dennis, who is due up second in this inning. Mike Shannon is 1-for-2 and a walk. He's a right-hand batter. Facing left-hand pitcher Doug McGraw with the Mets leading 4-2 going to the ninth. Here's a 1-0 pitch and it's outside for a ball. Tomorrow night, Don Drysdale will open up the series for the Dodgers against the Mets. Larry Miller will be going for the Mets. Manager Wes Westrum likes to use left-handers when at all possible against the Dodgers, because they go to speed, and he figures a left-hander can hold the runners better, and also they at times have four switch hitters in the lineup, and it turns them around, makes them bat from the right-hand side, moves them a couple of steps away from first base. Here's a pitch high and away. 2-0 the count to Mike Shannon. That's four runs on nine hits, and the Cardinals have two runs on six hits. McGraw's 2-0 delivery is in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. As you know, this has been a leaky day from early morning in New York. But we've had no rain delays at all. The game started on time. And we have a paid crowd of 22,522 here this Sunday afternoon. Two-one pitch. And it's in there. Fastball. Called strike two. 2-2. Pulls up his sleeves and steps back in. Doug McGraw's 2-2 delivery. In there for a call, strike three. 2-5 for a strikeout. Number 5 for McGraw. He caught Shannon looking, and now it is Ted Savage to bat for Don Dennis. 100, has set up 60 times. He's had 8 hits, 2 doubles, 1 home run, 4 runs batted in. He's batting 133. Got one run in the top half of the ninth inning, so the Giants have won the ball game by a score of 4-3. For the Giants, 4 runs on only 4 hits and 1 error. For the Dodgers, 3 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors. The winning pitcher is Ron Herbel. The loser, Sandy Koufax. Here's a pitch to Savage in for a call strike. It's 2-1. Cap Peterson had a home run in that game for the Giants in the second inning. And Willie Mays had the big home run, the 3-run homer, in the third after the melee in which Marichal was banished and there was general skirmishing upon the playing field. Now here is the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play. And it's a 2-2 count. Home run in that ball game at Candlestick Park came after the melee, which apparently unsteadied Sandy Koufax a little in that he walked 2 men. And then Mays hit his 3-run homer. Dodgers rallied for 1 run that got Herbel out of the game in the ninth as Murakami came on to finish up. And the final score is the Giants 4 and the Dodgers 3. Here's a swing and a drive in the left field for a base hit for Sandy. Picked up by Svoboda and played back. Gives the Cardinals a base runner here with one man out in the ninth. And brings up Lou Brock. Brock is nothing for 3 and a walk in this game. He's a left-hand batter. That's 4. Cardinals 2. So with the base runner, Brock represents potential tying run at the plate. Behind the runner at first, and the pitch is swung on and hit the short. Taken by McMillan on the fly. Throws to first. It's a double play. McMillan took that one off his shoe tops, and here are congratulations all around for Kirk McGraw, who gets his first major league victory, the first time he's ever gone all the way in a major league game at the age of 20. He has defeated the Cardinals by a score of 4-2. That line drive was taken by McMillan off his shoe tops, and then he fired it over to double. Ted Savage at first base and in the ballgame. In the top of the ninth. For the Cardinals, no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and totals. The Mets have swept the doubleheader. Right now, the final score of the second game, the Mets 4, the Cardinals 2. Yet, devote it to something you roll or fail, you sing it like this.
Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing
something right.
Well, here at Shea Stadium, the New York Mets, on a rainy Sunday, have swept a doubleheader from the defending world champion St. Louis Cardinals by scores of 7-5 and 4-2. In the first game, Tracy Salad started for the Cardinals, did not figure in the final outcome. The New York Mets won it by getting 5 runs in the 8th inning, and the big hit was a 3-run homer over the right field fence by pinch hitter Jim Hickman. And the Mets won that with 7-5, with Gordon Richardson getting credit for the win, his first win of the New York Mets, and Don Dennis was charged with the loss. Charlie Smith was hit on the arm in the 3rd inning by Salad, a pitch ball, and he was taken out of the ballgame later with x-rays. The x-rays were negative, but Dr. Peter Lamont says that Charlie Smith will be lost for several days, and it will be a costly loss because Charlie Smith was leading the Mets in a number of departments, including runs batted in, and has been playing a fine third base. In the second game, the New York Mets started out against Ray Washburn by picking up 2 runs in the bottom half of the 1st inning. However, Ken Boyer evened the count with a 2-run homer in the top of the 3rd, and with the Mets having Tug McGraw on the mound, he held the Cardinals scoreless for the remainder of the ballgame. The Mets, in turn, picked up 1 run in the 5th when Ron Hunt got his 5th hit of the day and Roy McMillan tripled him home. That put the Mets ahead, would have been enough to win, but in the 6th inning they had another when Swoboda got his 5th hit of the day, the 3rd in this ballgame, and Joe Christopher doubled him home. That was all the scoring in the ballgame. It's the first time the Mets ever have defeated Ray Washburn. He had a lifetime record of 6 wins and no losses against them. And it is the first win ever for 20-year-old Tug McGraw, the first time he had ever gone all the way in a major league game. Final totals in the 2nd game for the Mets, 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors. For the Cardinals, 2 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The winner's Tug McGraw. He's won 1 and lost 2. The loser, Ray Washburn, he has won 8 and lost 10. So the Mets have won the Sunday doubleheader from the St. Louis Cardinals, victories number 38 and 39 in this season for the New York Mets. Today's doubleheader was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. And we'll keep right on doing it. Today's games were also brought to you by Kool. Come up to Kool for the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Kool Filter King.
In old baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our men. When we play other teams, oh, what blood-curdling screams, that's our men.
When Mets fans shout,
go, what they mean, we all know. We've got no place to go but up.
Be with us tomorrow night at 7:55 p.m. as the Mets meet the Los Angeles Dodgers. Our engineer today was Sandy Alper. Our statistician was Matt Winning. Our producer, Joel Gallagher, and our executive producer, Joel Nixon. Final scores again. The Mets win the doubleheader by scores of 7-5 and 4-2. So until tomorrow night, speaking for Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner, this is Lindsey Nelson saying so long. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.